Hello, okay. patrons. Let me tell you something. Do you want to know a secret, patrons?
Yes.
Do you promise not to tell?
I want to know.
Do you want to know a secret? Well,
I want to.
It's not really a secret. I was gonna start talking about my writing Patreon, and then I realized, you know, I just promised a secret, and then when you just do a promotional announcement, that's really kind of a letdown. So the secret is that our goal of getting at least one more patron than the month before seems like it's on track. We still have today and tomorrow of October left. So as long as we hold the line, people. Love isn't always on time.
No,
love comes when it's needed.
Hold the line. I don't even know.
Love came when needed, wouldn't that be nice?
I want to know.
Uber.
I'm just kidding.
Toto. Oh, that's why. That was in...
That's not Toto.
Hold the line is Toto. Yeah.
It is.
Tom was a DJ. He would know.
No, I looked it up on Google. But
it is. He's right.
And it was in a movie. Oh, it was in Mindhunter. Which is in the 70s.
It must be one of those 70s movies I don't remember.
It's not a movie. It's a Netflix series.
It's a 1970s Netflix series.
It's set in the 1970s. And I was watching it last week. I did not watch any more episodes, though. I'm a bad Cord Killers host.
But you finished Stranger Things.
I did.
I'm trying to figure out the...
Oh, look, Veronica sneaked in.
We see
you.
Can I hear you? We don't hear you. Can't hear you. Tap the mic. Is it?
We can't hear anything, though. Tapping the mic is going to. We will sing some Toto until it works.
Do the rains down in Africa. It's a mutual acquaintance or friend of ours' favorite karaoke song. Who is that person?
Someone we both know sang it at karaoke once.
No, loves singing.
Loves singing it.
At karaoke.
Steffi Gamberg.
No.
Sumi Das.
No, it's a dude.
Still can't hear you. No.
No, we see your lips move, but I don't hear anything.
How? First word, how? Do.
Okay.
You.
So I found my Toto vinyl.
How do
LP.
You not?
And no. It turns out that.
Oh, to my
that
question.
Song is not on this album.
Because Veronica knows. Veronica has been with me when...
Because I haven't been to karaoke with this person, I guess.
What are you talking? You went to karaoke with me on my birthday, remember? You and Eileen.
Is it Veronica?
No,
oh, wait.
Veronica.
You said it was a guy.
Veronica has much more contemporary favorites.
Wait till
Veronica's audio comes on, because then it'll be a nice mic check.
As she screams the answer at me.
You know, that would be a great game show. Be kind of like Jeopardy. And you could have like a list of friends and squares below you.
It's hard to objectively determine a correct answer to that question. I mean, it could be like Match Game, where you have the friends say, this is my favorite karaoke song.
Well, no, but the idea is that they can give you hints.
Yeah.
But you can't hear them, and they can't give you any
signs,
like fingers or mm-hmm. notes or anything. They just have to mouth what the answer is.
It's a Google Hangout game show.
Yes.
That's another idea that I have. Not necessarily a Google Hangout game show.
Don't forget we're recording, though.
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't say it, but...
You know. Just bread and some crumbs. So, I taught...
Wow.
I know. It's one of my prized possessions.
That's amazing.
So, your song is obviously on another album. This is the Africa album.
That's Toto 2.
This is like the one that Toto's known for.
Yeah. Hold the Line is earlier, so that would make sense that it's not on the same album.
Which is, now that I think about it, I'm like, no, it's the same voice. I just didn't know. I didn't realize. I thought it was like...
It's not as soft. It's a little harder rock than Africa.
Yeah.
It's 99. Is 99 on that same album?
Hello?
Hey, there we go.
Oh, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, thank you.
Hooray.
Hooray. Okay, and also we are recording audio.
All right. Okay. I've told you this. This bit of Toto trivia.
No.
Oh no, I haven't told them.
You want me to tell them?
Tell us what?
Still guessing.
Oh, you were away from the mic, Sarah. There's someone that I assume we all know.
We all know
whose favorite karaoke song is Toto's Africa.
That's everyone's favorite karaoke song.
Like under the radar person, but like well loved. We all love him.
We've all worked with him at some point.
He's really fun. We've all worked with him.
Jason Howell.
Very old.
I never worked with Jason Howell.
I would say
very old friend, meaning old person.
Cool, old school friend. Tom.
Is it Tom?
It's me. Tom. I didn't even know.
Sorry. No, I mean, I really do think, I don't think that's just the best karaoke song. I think it's the best song.
And that karaoke? Is
no, the best song ever created. Yeah.
Like,
it is. You know, and I like non-Toto stuff, but you can't beat that song.
A lot of people I know like doing Queen songs at karaoke for some reason.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody is fun to do. It's not fun to listen to other people do.
Oh, God, really? You're like 12 minutes from now, we'll be done with this.
Well, if you're not involved, it's not as fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we sound? Yeah. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's okay. Talking your, like, your... Sorry.
Tell me whose karaoke is the is Africa. What happened?
Yeah, Veronica, tell us. Patrick Gordon?
I didn't change anything.
Oh, now you're back.
Did you change something, Roger? Because I didn't touch anything.
I haven't touched anything. Google doesn't want Tom to know.
That's so weird. That's so weird. It just Hangouts just cut out when you said the name. I'm not even joking.
That's weird.
It literally blanked.
There's not like noise cancellation somewhere. Is there?
Not that I have.
I still have a tiny bit of audio drag on all of you, but if you don't have it on me, I can deal. I
see it on you right now, actually.
Nope, and now I just unplugged myself. I'm like, wait, everybody went away. Okay, there. That was me.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a lag.
Huh.
You are too? Yeah, you know, I don't usually have that, and I restarted, and I don't have anything running that would be...
But I've seen it on Roger, too. I don't think it's...
It's a Hangout thing, then.
You.
Because I don't hear it.
Hangouts.
I wonder if...
Well, I see it. I hear you talking, and then everybody...
Oh, bye, Roger.
And there goes Roger. And Sarah's frozen.
Hi, Roger.
That's what I think.
Hello, how's that? Still draggy?
Sarah, your video froze. Okay, now you seem to be moving again. So, Veronica, who is it?
It's Josh.
Actually, you guys have completely frozen now.
Oh, really? Freaking Josh, of course.
I can break time.
All right, I think...
This is totally weird.
I think
we
I'm...
Start doing that over?
I think, we're, I'm, I think we should all restart Chrome.
Okay.
Okay.
See you in a minute. Okay, so folks, this is the fun part where only I can be heard by you because I'm recording locally. So while I start restart Chrome All you get is me. Play by play. As the Chrome restarts. Ugh. And I have to re-log into everything. Because I'm trying to be secure about this sort of stuff. So yeah, let me try to get back into the groove here. And apologies for showing you too far behind the curtain. It's fun to see backstage until it's not anymore. Gonna have a fun show though. I know it. Let's just hope everybody else gets back into the Hangout. My stars. Okay, and then Hangout always does this weird thing where it forgets that I'm hosting it and makes me agree that I will have my image broadcast. And I'm not getting the start broadcast button. Ah!
Uh-oh.
That happens a lot.
Well, now you sound better.
Nah, hold on. I don't have a start broadcast button, though, so I'm going to join back up in a second. Hold on. I think I have to start the Hangout on air from there. I have to click that button or else I don't get the button. Let's see. Does that work? Maybe that works. Yep.
It was actually legit.
I can't click the link that I send to everyone or else I don't get the start broadcast button.
Oh, actually, hold on a second.
DTNS. So it's Josh.
Yeah.
How could I have forgotten?
Josh.
It's like the end of an NCIS episode. It's like, oh.
It was Josh the whole time. Veronica, I think we could use a little more volume from you if you have the opportunity.
I cannot give you any more. I am maxed out.
I cannot give you no more.
Maybe right. I can raise her.
Yeah, it's fine. It's pretty close, I think. Oh, good. The Google Docs spreadsheet isn't loading. Oh, there we go. Now it is.
It loaded for me.
Yeah,
okay.
It just took a minute.
Something's just weird with Google. It's a Google weird day.
Yeah. They're probably going away.
Yeah, I can't load the doc.
It's just hard to come back from the either. Burger thing, you know?
Coming.
How do you apologize for such a thing?
Sweet time.
Come on, Google Doc. You know, folks, lend Google some money. Help them get some new servers.
They're a very impoverished company.
Poor things. All right, I'm going to start our video then, because we're close to time.
Fun fact, Toto wrote the song Human Nature that was performed by Michael Jackson.
No kidding.
Which song, Human Nature?
The Michael Jackson one?
Oh. Yeah, they wrote that song.
Janet Bjork has a Human Nature too, Human right? Nature.
I did not realize that, but that's a wonderful song.
They did not write Rhythm Nation. So, Veronica, you see you have multiple stories, right?
This is so lagged. Like, you guys are waking up just constantly. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting the same problem.
Really?
Honestly.
You are too, Sarah?
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I restarted and the like extreme lag I had before has fixed itself, but it's like, it's the same thing that was happening, you know, over the last half hour where it's just like, I can hear you, but I'm having to put certain words together myself.
I see. All right.
I don't know. Everything is
broken.
Dylan wrote. Slack, but that's never the issue.
No, I don't think it's a local issue for any of us.
No. Well, we're all having the problem, yeah. So it's something going on there.
All right.
Do we want Veronica to restart or is it worth it?
She just did, right? Yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, sorry. I was doing the same thing. All right. Well, we can just cross our fingers and hope it's not some spooky Halloween nonsense.
Ooh. Ooh, I gotta take my kid out trick-or-treating.
Veronica, do you feel like you can read headlines? Do you hear us enough to jump in like that?
You said the first half of your sentence.
Oh boy, okay.
I can tell when your lips stop moving.
But you can't hear what we're saying?
Not sometimes in the second half.
Okay, that's weird. That's not.
We'll figure it out.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do you think you can do it?
Do my best.
Okay. All right. Sarah, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Well, let's give it a whirl. Here we go. Daily Tech News Show is powered by you. To find out more, head to dailytechnewsshow.com/support. This is the Daily Tech News for Monday, October 30th, 2017 at DTNS headquarters in Los Angeles. I'm Tom Merritt.
And from Studio Feline at the beach, I'm Sarah Lane.
And from sunny-ish San Francisco, I'm Veronica Belmont.
Sunny-ish. I like that. There probably is some sun up there somewhere. We've all been restored to our normal climates as the heat has broken in California. And no. I think it's starting to get cold elsewhere, too. Producer Roger Chang is with us as well. Roger, how are you?
I am good.
Good. Are you cool?
I am in actually nice, cool, overcasty weather out in Burbank.
All right. Fantastic. Well, let's start with a few tech things you should know. Firefox will start requiring users to give permission in Firefox 58, that's a couple of versions from now, to use the canvas element to perform cookieless tracking. In other words, you'll have to approve a website before it can do this. The canvas element can be used to draw an image on a hidden canvas, creating a fingerprint of a user's graphics card that is likely unique. So it can be used for legitimate purposes or for secret tracking purposes. And in a future version of Firefox, you'll have to say, no, it's okay, you're using it for a legitimate purpose, or it's okay to track me before it can be used at all.
Is there a unique fingerprint that could be taken of somebody's graphics card that isn't just the serial number?
It's a combination of signals. So it's the way the graphics card and the operating system interact to draw the image, plus, you know, the fonts being used, and they combine a whole bunch of data.
Got it. Well, Square just released the Square Register, which is a point of sale device that has separate screens for the buyer and seller, which is different than the swivel back and forth single screen that you see on sort of smaller merchants that Square has worked with up until now. The new screen is detachable for different countertops, supports tap to pay, has Ethernet, and a 5-port USB hub.
I don't know. I always feel cool when they swing it towards me, but I guess it's not optimal.
I always feel cool when they trust me to point it back towards me, right? And like, as though I could just delete the whole transaction. They wouldn't know, maybe. The Houston Chronicle's Dwight Silverman described several AT&T forum threads posted by people who claim AT&T canceled their iPhone X pre-orders. AT&T customers also complained of canceled orders during the launch of the iPhone 4 and 6.
Still say an X, huh?
To say 10?
It's 10.
Well, I mean, it's not wrong.
No, I haven't told. No. I don't know, man, because I've been told it's Phone X, and that's
Apple's,
stupid.
Apple says it's 10. Just say.
And that because that's not what he believes.
Indian startups have raised almost $10 billion so far this year, according to research firm Traxen, which is probably not pronounced Traxen. It's probably Track Xen or Track 10. And that's a huge jump from 2016's $4.4 billion and 2015's record $7.9 billion. And it's also on fewer rounds of funding, implying that not only is more money coming into the startup scene in India, but it's coming more selectively. They're not just throwing it around wantonly.
All right, here are some more top stories. Microsoft has killed off Outlook.com Premium, which, if you weren't already a user, included an ad-free inbox, among other perks, and is merging it over to Office 365 Home and personal subscribers. A support document about the changes states, current subscribers can renew their subscriptions to continue receiving subscription benefits, whatever that means. Custom domain support is one of those benefits. So it sounds like if you're already a customer, you're not going to get left in the lurch, but in general, this is a feature that's being phased out.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it, is as long as you continue renewing. We won't cut you off. We're not sunsetting the domains. And that's really the difference here is most of the features, it sounds like, are going into Office 365. But if you signed up for Outlook.com Premium with a domain, you know, your own work domain, that's something that isn't offered necessarily in Office 365 for consumers. It's offered on the enterprise level. So you'll be able to keep using Outlook Premium on your domain without having to upgrade to some big business level domain system that has more than you need indefinitely.
And I didn't see anywhere, a particular number of people who'd be affected by this change, but I have to assume that wasn't a huge, big market for Microsoft, which is why they're funneling it into something else they think is more lucrative.
Yeah, it probably just simplifies their product offering, which often that's something Microsoft needs to do.
Yeah, I'll say.
Nintendo sold 2.9 million Switch console units in Q2, bringing total sales up to 7.63 million. The company raised its forecast on Switch sales for the year from 10 to 14 million, more than the Wii U sold in its 5-year. Nintendo earned revenue of $219.9 billion Japanese yen, beating expectations. A smartphone and IP-related income increases 426% to 17.9 billion yen.
So, I mean, it's good earnings for Nintendo, but the big story here is the Switch console selling well, not only well, but better than expected. I remember sales for the year at 10 million was considered to be an aggressive goal that they probably would reach. And now they're saying they might hit 14 million. And of course, the inevitable comparisons to the Wii U are sad, but true. Monday, YouTube rolled out a YouTube TV app for Android TV and Xbox One. Apps will roll out in the coming weeks for Apple TV, Roku, and smart TVs from Samsung, Sony, and LG. YouTube has no rollout plans for Amazon Fire TV devices. That's because YouTube and Amazon are in a big fight. If you remember, YouTube pulled videos from the Amazon Echo show. Now they're not going to bring YouTube TV to Amazon Fire TV. You can decide for yourself who you think that really hurts more. The TV-based apps for everybody else, though, will have a full grid programming guide. That's something you don't get on the mobile version. And it'll let users scroll through a transparent sidebar of channels while the video stays playing to try to emulate what happens on your phone where the video stays playing at the top while you scroll below it. It also supports voice search. Now, that'll be implemented differently depending on the platform, but the fact that it's in there is pretty cool.
You know, when I was
watching, what I've been waiting for.
When you I was watching the World Series game last night, YouTube TV was being advertised heavily.
Yeah,
I was watching on network TV, and they talk a good game, but a lot of it is like your MLB official place, where it's like, well, that's almost over. So.
Well, I it does sound a little weird when it's like game 7, your MLB official place. But there will be another season, right? And That's I think true. What they're really going for is a lot of people think, "Oh, if I cut the cord, I can't watch sports." And I think YouTube, Hulu, PlayStation View, they're all out there marketing whatever sports they can to try to bash through that perception and say, "No, you can get your sports." Maybe not every single piece of sports ever, but you can get the World Series. You can get the World Series on YouTube TV. Now, Veronica, you say you've been waiting for this. Is that because you're thinking of switching to YouTube TV?
Yes, we have switched away from we did PlayStation View with our first foray into this world. We weren't happy with that because of playback issues and just hated the scrubbing. Didn't like the interface at all, so we switched over to the DirecTV option, and we've not been happy with that either, and plus we don't get certain things, certain channels and sports stuff that we wanted. So now that there's going to be a YouTube TV app for Apple TV, which is what we use, it seems like the perfect combination of things and price point as well.
Nikkei Asia says, sources tell it, that Japan's SoftBank Group plans to break off negotiations toward a merger between Sprint, which SoftBank owns, and T-Mobile US. You might be asking, why? Well, failure to come to terms on who would majority own such a combined entity, it turns out, which is not unusual for big companies in these sorts of situations. SoftBank is expected to approach T-Mobile owner Deutsche Telekom
by as early as tomorrow, Tuesday, to propose ending the talks. SoftBank tried unsuccessfully to buy T-Mobile back in 2014.
Now, I have to say, I was happy that AT&T did not buy T-Mobile, and I turned out to be, I don't even want to say right, but that happiness was well-founded because T-Mobile has become a strong competitor. However, I have been less unhappy with the idea of T-Mobile and Sprint combining, not because I want to see fewer competitors, but that Sprint doesn't seem to be a strong competitor. What I wonder is if that's because everyone assumes they were going to merge, and so the momentum really hasn't got going behind them, which is kind of what happened to T-Mobile. T-Mobile was a weak competitor. They were fourth until the AT&T merger fell through, and then they said, well, you know what? And Legere probably said, F it. Let's try something different. Let's be crazy. Let's try things nobody else will try. And they've moved from fourth to third. Do you guys think that it's possible that could happen to Sprint if this falls through?
I mean, both SoftBank and Deutsche Telekom being so huge, for it to be a dispute about, well, who owns majority stake, which means whoever owns majority stake has sort of, can kind of say what goes, that does seem to be a non-starter. You know, it's not even unique to either of those companies. That's just, why would you do that if you were going to lose
control? But do you think Sprint can get enough momentum if they're like, fine, nobody's going to buy us? We have a big corporate daddy in SoftBank. Let's try to make it on our own. Do you think maybe that could work?
I mean, I've never been a Sprint customer. I know people who are. I know they're a bit of a distant third, at least in the U.S. market. But at this point, it's like, well, what are your choices really?
Maybe if they come at it from a different angle, a different kind of perspective that none of the other carriers are kind of going for right now. I'm not sure what that would be. Maybe it's continuing to be like loss plans or no contracts, or I'm not sure what the angle could be that would work for them. But there's got to be some underserved market or a group that they could focus on. But who knows? Maybe if they did that, they would have done that already.
Yeah, I think they were holding off on taking too many risks, and I hope this will make them take more.
Weekend writer Thomas Bakedall noticed that Google places the cheese below the meat patty in its burger emoji. After a normal Twitter storm about the discovery, Google CEO Sundar Pichai wrote that they will drop everything else they are doing and address on Monday, smiley face, if folks can agree on the correct way to do this. It seems LG, Samsung, Apple, and Microsoft all put the between bun ingredients in a different order. Only Microsoft does it in the traditional lettuce, tomato, cheese, patty order.
Breaking news, Facebook also puts it in the traditional order. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I think this is troubling, but not quite as troubling as the beer emoji that Google has put out into the world. Roger, I'm not sure if we can bring beer up onto the screen for the video viewers. I think it's just especially confusing because most of the beer emoji, Apple does it pretty normally. All the other folks do it pretty normally. But beer in Google's world has foam on a cup where there is no beer at the top of the mug. So if you look closely, you'll see the beer is only about halfway up the top of the mug, and then there's foam. And I'm not sure if Google realizes that's not how beer works.
No, it's a bad drawing. But that blank space between the surface of the yellow beer is foam. That's just supposed to be foam in the glass.
No, that is clearly an empty space. That is negative space in there. That
not saying
is
it's
not
doing it right, but if you look at Samsung's, Samsung put some dots in there to make it clear. Otherwise, Samsung would have the same problem.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they are clearly indicating that there are bubbles in the cup in foam for Samsung's emoji version.
I have
Google didn't even try. I don't know. How did this get through approvals?
I have
just
a
don't
question.
Understand.
I have a question. Why is this news?
I've become increasingly shrill. What?
Why is this news? Why did this become the top of Google News today? Why do people care so much? Because I know there's at least one and probably more persons out there like, why are you talking about this in the show. This is not news.
I think it speaks to an internal difference in you know, organizational differences, priorities, core company values. This really speaks to the internal workings of a large technology organization and how things get done. I'm just saying.
I think you're being facetious, but I think you're also partly right. Like, I think...
Maybe
those,
I'm not being facetious. We don't know. We can't be sure.
Who can tell?
I'm being facetious.
I think
it also, it has at least something to do with the fact that emojis are now displayed at lots of different sizes. You know, at the beginning, it was like the tiny little emojis, that you text to friends, and it's like you kind of get that it's a beer mug, but like the details, you can't see that unless you have like super vision. And now, depending on the service that you're using, emojis sometimes appear quite larger. And so someone's like, that's
quite large.
That beer mug is not right.
Yeah. Or with the burger one, even more so, like, wait a minute, you don't put the cheese down there. And then we can have a disagreement about how burgers should be constructed that isn't political, isn't religious. It's, it's just fun. I think there's a little bit of relief here. Because it's a typical geek argument, right? Like, how should this emoji really be constructed? And we kind of need these from time to time.
I don't want to run over time, but I basically want to point out on the Google beer, essentially what they did was repurpose a beaker from a science emoji, added a handle, and then added a foam top.
There you go. See? Get some research in.
Like I say, indicative of the inner workings of the organization, recycling assets. This speaks to a larger problem.
Mm-hmm. This is so
a sampling
Google.
Of emoji.
Yeah.
It's a real issue.
It does show the design quirks of the various entities involved. For sure. Hey folks, if you want to get all the tech headlines in each day in about 5 minutes, be sure to subscribe to dailytechheadlines.com. It's available as a podcast, an Amazon Echo Flash briefing, a Google Home briefing, thanks to the Anchor app. And you can get it in the Anchor app at anchor.fm. All right, Sarah, a couple of stories today. One about a poor engineer whose daughter's YouTube video got him fired because it showed the iPhone 10, and the other about how iPhone sales are bouncing back in China.
Yeah, it's sort of a smartphone extravaganza discussion today, which we felt like, hey, it's Monday. Let's do that. So let's start with some data from Canalys, which estimates that iPhone sales in China grew 40% year over year. That's in Q3, led by the iPhone 8. However, this is pretty significant because the previous six quarters all declined in iPhone sales in the country. Now, Apple, even with 40% ground gained, which sounds pretty good, is still fifth place. Huawei, Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi are all ahead of iPhone. And then the five account for 75% of all devices shipped, again, in China. So overall, Chinese smartphone shipments fell 5%, and that's significant as well. iPhone made some strides, but overall, of the big five, there is less demand overall.
So we saw a maturing of the Chinese market, right? Where the demand is leveling out.
Several years has touted China.
Sarah, we lost you there for a second. Sorry about that. But we're seeing this leveling out and this maturing of the Chinese market. And the fact of the matter is, that's not a bad thing for phones selling in China. It's a harder thing for companies, because China is no longer the place where you can just jump in and say, there's a hugely growing market. Anybody can jump in and take it over. That's now the Indian market. That's where you want to go with the Indian market. We heard about startups, but on Friday, Canalys estimated that worldwide smartphone sales in India grew 23% to 40 million. It is now the number two phone market after China. And, it may seem obvious to folks, but what this means is that smartphones are penetrating the world more so now than ever. China is still the largest smartphone market, but it's going to be harder to make progress there without having it come at the expense of another competitor.
I think
what I think that's actually really cool too, because in many ways is showing that the not only is the technology spreading throughout underserved areas, but you know, when as devices become more readily available to developing nations or to poor regions within countries like China that have, you know, a huge variance between the haves and the have-nots, you know, it can also really elevate the rest of the society and bring information and education and accessibility to places where they were not previously. So hopefully this will help kind of balance
one very interesting thing about it is it kind of underscores how much of the Chinese market has matured to the point where you are now saturated with smartphones that when you go into a mature market, you cannot gain the same type of market share as if it were starting from kind of a much lower plateau. And so the Chinese market is mature, which also means that customers and consumers are more sophisticated. That means their tastes will maybe not markedly, but enough from what they would have accepted maybe 5 or 6 years ago. They want different things. And so it really kind of underscores that you really need to not only understand the market, but also how to navigate.
Fewer people are getting their first phone. More people are looking to improve from their last phone. And that's when you start to pay attention to the fact that even though the China market declined by 5%, Huawei increased, Vivo increased, Xiaomi increased a bit, and Apple increased. It was Oppo that decreased. And that starts to be a very big problem that you say, uh-oh, is that the next BlackBerry? Is that the next Nokia for China?
That's right. And there probably won't be a lot of people who go back to having a non-smartphone device after this. So it's just like you said, the market becomes more mature. Users figure out what they want. They start looking into more alternatives. They start maybe looking outside of the iPhone market if it's not meeting their needs. So it's a really interesting time. And we have to also remember that this is still a small segment of a massive population. So there's still a lot of work to be done. And there's still a lot of people who can potentially be sold to. It's just we're starting to really crack that nut.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Apple's out there trying to scrape up a bigger Chinese market. Canalys telling them good news, growing 40% year over year. But The Verge has a story saying that a lot of retailers in China are discounting the iPhone 8. Now, it's hard to say if this is because they're not seeing sales or if there's people waiting for the iPhone 10. But if that discount does mean that sales dropped off a cliff, that 40% jump could be a problem unless the iPhone 10 were to fill in the gap. But the iPhone 10 has supply issues, so it's going to be harder for that to fill in the gap.
How do I get that discount?
You fly to China. Easy enough.
China?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Your discount has to be, your plane fare has to be less than 1,100 yen, right, Sarah?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Should we talk about bringing your daughters to work?
Yes, real quickly before we move along, and now that Sarah is back, we talked about the Chinese market, and I mentioned briefly about the poor Apple engineer. Well, maybe he's poor, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just, should have wised up. But his daughter, Sarah, I mean, she showed things that to me seemed like what I saw on stage.
Well, here's the thing. So the story is that an Apple engineer, somebody who worked on the iPhone 10, had his daughter come to the Apple campus in Cupertino. She was playing around with the new iPhone, the iPhone 10, and she's a teenager, kind of vlogger, very excited about the whole thing, showing off a few specs, nothing too crazy. Sort of sitting in the Apple cafe. Not really attempting to hide anything, which sort of leads you to believe that other people in the same area were doing the same thing, or a bunch of people in there. And, the video got some traction, and apparently her dad has since been fired from the company for allowing her to do such a thing. Now, I don't know how closely you guys watched it. I don't know. I kind of thought she was cute, but you also, her dad appears in this video And there's no kind of like, keep it down, keep it down. Like, I don't think he thought he was doing anything wrong.
No, it appears that he didn't. Yeah. He shows no sign of worry.
Yeah. Like, he was like, I'm a cool dad. You know, I'm showing my daughter something that, you know, other people haven't seen yet, but not something that was like, we're going to get into a lot of trouble. It just didn't feel that way to me. And Tom, to your point, the fact that, you know, this phone isn't a secret, we've seen it, there's been hands-on reviews. There are review units out to various publications. Is it this big a deal? But, you know, again, it's Apple, who is a message controlling Nazi.
Let's not call them that in this day and age. Right now, that word is a little harsher than I think you meant.
Okay, I was thinking soup Nazi, but message controlling, yeah. Stickler. How about that?
Soup sticklers.
Right. You know,
if
it's,
I may.
Please.
Sorry, I don't know when you guys can hear me and when you can't, so I'm trying to be careful. I think that Apple probably makes it very clear what there are for employees about talking about and showing devices that have not yet been released in any kind of public forum outside of the campus or inside of the campus to people who are non-employees and for outside. I think they probably make that extremely clear. And I don't know if this guy is new or not. Do I think he should have lost his job? Probably not. But do I think there were probably very clear rules and regulations about just this exact kind of situation? 100% they're probably very clear about this. Well, probably. I'm positive they are very clear about this. And so I think this is just a sucky situation for this guy. He should have known better. I mean, it's Apple. We don't work there and we know better. And I think that it sucked and other work. It was an honest mistake. Maybe he'll work for a company that's a little less secretive about this kind of stuff, or maybe has, you know, a little more understanding. But it's Apple. That's how they roll. I mean, everybody knows that. It should have been really obvious.
Yeah, and I don't think they're trying to say otherwise, are they?
Well, I don't know who's trying to say anything. I mean, the story is just kind of, it's sad, but yeah. I think it's probably makes it, I'm not shocked by it or surprised by it, or, you know, honestly, I don't even feel that bad for him because of it, because I mean, a lot of people want to work at Apple and know what their rules are.
I think there was something that I read, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, that he had been at the company for about 4 years. So not a lifer, but not yesterday either.
Yeah.
Brain chicken.
Well, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, I was gonna round out this conversation on smartphone sales in India if we're ready to move on.
Yeah, I think we're good. Let us know what you think, because I Veronica summed it up perfectly. I think guy knew the rules. Rules were broken, but I don't think he really. I mean, granted, blogs are really good at nitpicking and finding details and say, "Ooh, this is a way the gestures that we haven't seen before." I don't think he felt that he was doing anything horrible there.
No, I definitely got the sense that it was just sort of a fun-loving thing that was ill-advised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Not saying it was malicious, any stretch of the imagination.
Thanks to everybody who participates in our subreddit. You can submit stories and vote on them at dailytechnewsshow.reddit.com and at facebook.com/groups/dailytechnewsshow. Let's check in with Chris Christensen at The Amateur Traveler.
This is Chris Christensen from Amateur Traveler with another Tech in Travel Minute. If, like me, you happen to be a plane fan, a fan of air travel, or a fan of air travel technology, then you might be interested to know that, one, United Airlines is going to have their last flight of a 747 this month. Now, 747s are still being made, but United is going to stop using them. They're switching to newer aircraft, also from Boeing. But one of the things they're doing, which is interesting, if you happen to be a United Mileage Plus member, is they're going to be auctioning off hardware from Boeing 747s to Mileage Plus members. You can buy them with your miles. So if you're looking for a triple passenger seats to replicate your coach experience at home, you can get those, or a 2x2 United Airlines livery panel. You can even bid on getting a rudder trim indicator, an airspeed indicator. So if you're a airplane geek and you've got some extra United miles, you might go check that out. This might be your chance to get a piece of a 747. I'm Chris Christensen from Amateur Traveler.
Ooh, maybe I can get those coach seats they bumped me into and didn't refund me for the fare change that one time. That'd be
fun. Oh dear, yes, please do.
All right, let's get to our messages of the day. Sarah, what do we got?
All right, we've got a note from a reader, or a listener rather, who wrote in and said, I just wanted to give my take on the tech that I noticed when I was visiting family in India recently. So while I was there, I noticed how big ride hailing services had become in the last 5 years. Ola totally rules there. We used it many times with great service. Also, didn't see any Carbon or Micromax, those are mobile phone manufacturers, but I did see BBK's Oppo and Vivo stores along with Samsung stores. Most of the people I interacted with had a 5.5-inch on the diagonal or larger screens. People like the larger screens. And they were either Samsung or Oppo, with one being Redmi. Also saw that the Pune airport runs Ubuntu 12.04 for the flight details monitors, as they had to be rebooted while I was waiting for my plane.
You know, I don't post them anymore because I don't mean to shame places, but I definitely take pictures of crashed screens.
I do too, just, always.
Yeah, it's just fun for me.
It's more of like, it's not the fact that it happens. It's the fact that sometimes it takes so long for someone to realize that it's happened.
Yeah, that's, and it's just, I also find it interesting that, you know, this is using XP, or that one's using Mac OS, or that one's using Ubuntu, just like Mohan here. Yeah. Thank you, Mohan, for writing into feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. And thank you, Veronica Belmont, for persisting through the technology issues today. What do you got going on to tell folks about?
Oh, what's going on these days? Speaking of giant emoji, we just launched a new feature at Growbot that allows you to view all of your kudos on big screens around the office. And I got to work on that project, and I'm super excited about it. So you can see all of your kudos. Just go to growbot.io, install the bot, and ping me on intercom if you need some help.
Now I understand why you're so into that hamburger emoji.
So passionate about emoji and how they appear.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll check it out at growbot.org? Growbot.io. Okay, there we go. hey, folks, thank you for keeping us afloat at Patreon. We had a big milestone push last month, and we know that a lot of you upped your pledges and changed amounts, and then maybe some of you realized, you know, things changed and I can't support, and we understand that. But what we do try from month to month to make sure is that we have at least one patron, if not more than last month. Now, we were well ahead of that last time we spoke. As of right now, with just 2 days left, we are two patrons more than last month. So if you've been putting off supporting us, or if you're new to the show, patreon.com/DTNS, help give us a little padding there. And if you're those two people, don't quit, because we need you to stick around. Patreon.com/DTNS.
Our email address is feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. We are live Monday through Friday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 20:30 UTC at alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. Join us live if you can, or after the fact. All good. Our website is dailytechnewsshow.com.
We'll be back tomorrow with an all-new show. Join us then.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
We made it!
We did. I am so sorry. I did, like, everybody froze mid-show and I just had to restart, and then it was okay, but even before that, it was tough.
There was just some hangout weirdness today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it had just been me, I would have been all worried. But if it was Veronica too, and we seem to have the same problem, so it's like,
well, the weirdest thing is that you guys all sounded fine to me, except Veronica had some bandwidth issue sounding stuff where, like, just syllables dropped here and there. But
I don't know. I felt like you guys never heard when I started talking. So, like,
we yeah, it was almost like there's noise cancellation going on, which I'm not saying that's what it is. It's what it sounded like to me. But Sarah never sounded bad. Roger never sounded bad coming back to me. So I don't know what
it is. Which is weird, because Sarah wasn't as bad as Veronica, but parts of your speech were dropping out too. But little bits, like,
yeah, I heard all of you were, like, dropping out.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple times where I was like,
okay.
A couple times where I just didn't hear anything and I wasn't sure if it was my turn or.
This is not a brag. I have the most bandwidth because I have symmetrical, right? I wonder if Hangouts is for some reason today pushing a larger amount of bandwidth up and down. And so Sarah feels it a little less. I don't feel it at all coming towards me, but Veronica maybe has a little smaller upload than everybody else. And that's why I noticed a little bit from her, but you guys were getting it from me because I don't know. It does seem to fit.
Tom, you were fine for me. You were nothing. I noticed nothing at all.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, it does feel like maybe it's a bandwidth related.
My computer is being slow.
Yeah.
It could be that too.
Data feels slow right now, but.
It might be a DNS issue.
Anyway, we probably shouldn't troubleshoot it and call attention to it right now because then our audience is so nice that they're going to want to try to troubleshoot it too. And the fact is, I'm not sure that there's much we can do about it at this point.
Okay. Titles then. Titles. Why is this news? Question mark. At the top. Slow Tech News Day. Google's Gulls beer foam floats in midair. Stay tuned. No cookies for you. Burger Gate. Sunny-ish. Tom calls Veronica facetious. Tom likes crash screens. How do I get that discount?
Speed test can't even test my upload speed.
Daily Tech News Show.
It shows ping time, download, and it can't even do upload right now.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Okay, yeah, something's going on there.
Yeah.
So there are probably multiple things going on.
Maybe. Let me do my little speed test, see if I see anything unusual.
Sampling emoji. Google is a wino. Big trouble in little trouble in big China. Apple supremacy. Oh, no. I don't know what he said. Tom has a crash screen photo collection.
I mean, it's not huge. I don't want to brag. It doesn't belong in the Smithsonian, but whenever I see him when I'm traveling, I do tend to grab a snap. I used to put him on Instagram, but then I got some people who were like, you know, hey, it's not their fault. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not trying to shame anybody.
I always take pictures of jalopies.
Jalopies, you say?
Yeah, I've always wondered what extent you can drive a car and still have it drive, you know, minus the, you know, whatever condition the car's in.
What do we like for titles, y'all?
Google's foam and Apple's foam phone.
Foam.
I mean, I think the emoji is a good title. I think.
Which emoji? The sampling emoji?
No, the foam. The foam one.
Oh, Google's foam and Apple's phone.
Yeah.
Google foam home.
Foam home.
FOMO.
Oh, fear of foaming out. That'd be fofo, I guess.
Now I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. Why do you have to say that? Now you have it in my head.
Yeah, this is why I got a burger last time, guys. Come on. Think about my heart.
I love burgers. The problem is I regret eating it an hour later.
See, I regret nothing. Once it starts, I'm all in.
No, I mean, like, I physically feel like I lethargic and slow. Mm. Like, I don't eat that much red meat. So anytime I eat it, I get my body has an adverse reaction.
I know what you mean. It's the only red meat I ever eat. Like, I don't eat steak or anything otherwise. But I love a cheeseburger.
All right. I'm going to, maybe if I drop out, all of your connections will be better.
I doubt it, but I understand you have to go. So,
just like I can't.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Veronica.
Bye, Veronica. I'm doing my little speed test myself, and just like nothing's out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the web service, and I know it is everybody's impulse to want to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I have learned over the decades, sometimes you just got to let it go and just you know, if it comes back again tomorrow, then it's like, okay, I was wrong. There's something else going on, but.
Well, or a lingering issue with, you know, the way that we're doing the show.
But it's got all the signs of a transient issues.
Yeah. Just a case of the Mondays.
Hangouts has a case of the Mondays.
Oh, maybe the whole thing about a super AI developing out of the World Wide Web is true. And it's just having an off day.
Or maybe it doesn't want us to talk about that. And so it's corrupting our stream.
Well, it tried to stop you from learning the true identity of Josh Lawrence.
Right? See, what does that tell you?
It has way too much time on its hands.
Or maybe there is no Josh Lawrence. He is actually the super intelligent computer.
See, Google just kicked me out of this Hangout.
What?
I mean, I'm back in.
Yeah.
But Roger froze mid-sentence, and I was like...
Right now?
No. It was like a minute ago. But then my Hangout just... Google just logged me out. And then I logged back in, and now it's fine.
I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Web68358 says, maybe Hangouts is just recovering from last night's game. It was up late watching the World Series. Hangouts could be East Coast right now.
Right. Download speeds all amok.
It's just sluggish. Like,
Possible.
I haven't really live tweeted any. Not that I was really live tweeting, but I tweeted a lot during that game last night.
Oh, you were tweeting good stuff. It was funny.
It was fun. There were a lot of people.
I've really kind of fallen off the sort of live tweet reaction, you know, where you just tweet like, OMG, you know, because so many people like 2 days later would be like, what's wrong? You know, and I'm like, I'm just like leading people astray. It's weird. But I also don't like to hashtag the game because it's like, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, you know? You don't want to go like too obvious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't help myself. I was tweeting a lot last night.
Veronica says her laptop is working perfectly.
Sorry, V.
So it was Hangouts.
It's very like I feel. I mean, I had the same issues. I think Veronica's maybe were a little bit worse, but it's just like it just sucks. You know, it sucks in those situations where you're like, I don't want this to be bad.
Ooh, there it is, Beatmaster. Thanks, Beastmaster. That's Mark Singer.
So I don't know if you're seeing what Beatmaster and I are talking about, Roger, but he says you can actually get into the control room now during a live stream, during a Hangouts on Air, which didn't used to be the case.
Oh.
He also says he has no ferrets. He's not a beast master.
Were they ferrets? No, ferrets. Yeah, I guess they were ferrets. Well. You know, it's where they got the two ferrets as your companions in Diablo 3.
Oh, is that right? That's from Beastmaster?
They collect all the gold for you.
Yeah.
And they attack, but they're not as powerful. They're not as strong as the other two. Hmm. I always use the crow or the ferrets, one of those.
Yeah, okay, so Beatmaster, it says I'm offline. I don't know. We'll talk offline. Carry on about ferrets.
Carry on, my wayward son.
When I used to live in Oregon as a young lass... ferrets, which depending on the state are either legal pets or illegal, and they were legal in Oregon. And we had some neighbors that had a ferret, and these were sort of like the days of wide leg jeans. And a ferret ran up my mom's pants.
Oh no.
Yeah, the neighbor's ferret, I don't remember his name. He was really cute, but yeah, it was a whole thing.
I lived with a guy who kept a couple ferrets.
You know, the wideness
tapers
becomes less so.
Yeah. Less of a ferret issue as time goes on.
Well, ferrets are legal in California. My cousin has two.
I don't think they used to be, though.
No.
I think they were illegal back in like the late 70s, early 80s.
They were.
Because I remember the fact that there were ferret pets in Oregon being like, ooh, this is the thing we can do here.
So, along with backyard chicken. Well, it depends on the
My roommate, Sandy, kept wolf hybrids and ferrets.
Oh, that sounds like a bad combination.
They wolf did not hybrids?
Yeah. Wolf Samoyed hybrids.
Oh, it's I see. Okay. So like wolf dog.
Yeah. Part dog, part wolf.
Got it. Wow, interesting.
Which those are illegal.
Wolf of her. Yeah. So before her time. Well, you know.
Bog.
You know, whatever works for your happy home.
Yeah. He kept wolf hybrids, ferrets, and me and our other roommate, Ray.
Just, read books.
How big was that hybrid? I mean, was it like the size of a German Shepherd?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than a German Shepherd, actually. Like, not as big as a Great Dane.
Because wolf hybrids get pretty big. Like, almost the size of a wolf.
Yes, koi dogs. I lived with three of them.
They get big. Don't call your roommates that.
No, it's okay.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's not funny. It's funny.
No.
But you were trying. You see, this is what you do, Roger. You lure me in with a serious question, and then you change the tenor on me. Make a joke about tenors.
I don't remember him sounding that high last year.
There you go.
Oh, the news today is so bad.
Not if you look in a different direction.
Not if you
you're an Astros fan.
Analyst reports. Tell you what. No, it's just in general, it's just.
Well, okay. So I know domestically here in the U.S. we have a whole thing going on, but
many things.
And then there's the Kevin Spacey stuff, obviously.
There's that.
Let's move outside the U.S. Inventor admits dismembering woman. Okay, that's not very good.
Yeah, Danish.
In general, Myanmar not doing good.
Kenyatta wins disputed Kenya rerun.
Yes, he's happy. And that's. There's the Catalonia thing.
Spain calls for Catalan rebellion charges. That one's simmering down, though. And Puigdemont is now in Brussels looking for asylum.
I think it's on simmer, but I don't know if it's...
Jack Reacher creator shares thriller secrets.
Right. Exciting books. Buy my book.
Rainbow paint job cheers up Kabul. There you go. There, I found one.
That's nice.
It's not easy.
Maybe they need a rainbow grocery co-op.
We have one of those nearby.
Here?
Yeah, over on the west side.
Everything's on the west side.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Roger.
You're talking about a co-op?
Yeah, there's a rainbow grocery co-op.
There's a rainbow? Oh, I didn't realize it was rainbow.
Washington, I think.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. There's a cool co-op in Santa Monica, but I don't think it's affiliated with any other co-op.
No, the rainbow here is right near the 99-cent store that's at the split. Where Washington Place and Washington Boulevard split.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I'll have to check that out. Mm-hmm. I really miss Rainbow. Rainbow's a good one. Such good drugs.
Now when I hear Rainbow, it makes me think of Rainbow, the wife character in Blackish.
I don't watch that show.
Her name is Rainbow. And that's why I think of her.
Oh, who doesn't like a rainbow?
Bo. She had hippie parents. Oh, crap. I forgot to change the title. Or did I forget? Wait a minute. What happened here? What did I screw up?
What is we really? There's a curse. There's a hex.
Like, I swear I put the title. I like took the title out.
You know what? You might have copied it, but not pasted.
I had two windows of the blog post out open at the same time. So I posted them in one, but not the other.
A gripe that is completely unrelated to this, but still makes my life miserable every Sunday morning is, so I'm in this football NFL fantasy league.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in with a couple of my buddies, and then everyone else I don't know, and they're really mean. It's a hostile league, and that's okay.
It's a trash talking league. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's just people are just they get very upset about stuff that shouldn't matter because we're all supposed to be having fun. But okay, you know, that's how it goes. So, you know, you got to set your roster and move people and drop people and the whole thing. And ESPN's UI, just for fantasy, is so bad that half the time it's no better on desktop than mobile. It's just there's like a tiny little orange submit button, like way down past the fold that you have to remember to click, or like none of your changes will be saved. And just half the time I just forget to do that. Mm-hmm. And then there's writing and everyone wants to throw me out of the league and... Don't really know why I told that story, just to say.
No, it's that not hitting the button thing. Yeah, no, I totally get it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's like, I know what I have to do, but it's set up so badly that I'm set up to fail.
There's one like that somewhere. Where is it? That I always run into where I'm like, oh, I have to remember that it doesn't save it, even though you feel, because it's one of those things where you press submit and then you have to press save. So when I press submit, yeah, see, my natural inclination is, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Nothing should be set up like that anymore. Right.
All right. Well, folks, thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for not smoking.
That too.
Unless, you know, you just can't quit, in which case we understand. We're not here to judge. We'll talk to you tomorrow.